today we'll talk about parents and ourselves. Or maybe just parents.
Well, I can go quite far back as my grandparents came from. My mother's side, she was a miller, and they came from Germany. And my father's side was from England, and they came from, my grandpa came from England.
Do you know when that was? When they were adults or when they were children?
My father was 4 years old.
When he came over. Okay.
And I don't remember about my mother.
Did they come straight to Minnesota, Mary?
I did know at the time, but that's we hadn't talked about it. I have nothing down anywhere in them, written down, which I should have, I can see now.
How was it like, what was it like growing up? What kind of people were they? Hard workers?
Very hard workers, some were. Both. Both families were in. But then some of their children on the Miller side, as far as I know. One of my mother's brothers was a butcher in Waterford, a butcher shop. And he said his partner was, his name was DeWalt. But then many now that had local people mm-hmm. raise up together. So, special.
Did they have any hobbies? Did your father have something? What did he like to do best other than farm? Did he like to fish?
Hunting.
Hunting.
Just as soon as duck season was in, they were up at 4 o'clock in the morning waiting for, they had times that they couldn't start shooting until the sun was up, I guess. Otherwise they'd get pay fine.
Oh, mm-hmm. Now did you have a pond on your place or did they go somewhere?
Well, they always come to Human Lake.
Oh, they do. From you live near Lake Elysian. Isn't that funny?
Yes, sir, I could remember that. Just as sure as you.
There were so many houses around then.
No. And then they'd have great stories that had something funny to happen about their shooting. And another neighbor who lived in Iosca, his name was, he was an Irishman. Oh, what was he saying about it? Let him go, shoot him or something like that. And always bring out he's an Irishman.
How about your mother? Did she have some hobbies?
Yeah, she did crocheting. Did she know how to do?
Quilt
and
to it?
And they did a lot of quilting. Most of the time, they didn't do much. Not our crowd, they didn't do much quilting. They just tied. And then most of them liked to have the wool ones. They had sheep and the wool.
Was she Irish too?
No, she was Irish. And they'd take their wool to St. Peter where they would carve it.
Make that?
Yeah. But some of them had their little spinning wheel that they would carve them.
Did your mother do that?
Well, yes. Some of them, yeah. They knew the yarn.
She knit your mittens and all that?
Mm-hmm. Stockings, long stockings, from school. to get someone, we'd have to kick her shoes off.
What made her laugh? Was she a happy woman?
Oh, yes. She was.
How many children were you?
I was 10. Two of my brothers, 68 years old, they drowned in the lake.
Together?
Uh-huh, right together. And back down the same place one went to help together. And my dad was doing chores right on that side of the road. Of course, the property was cut up in it. But the road that wasn't right on, yes, it was on the way. And he heard them screaming. He went down, but they were gone before he fell out. Then the neighbor across
were the they older than you?
No, they were right in the middle of our family, just four on each side.
You're right in the middle.
And then the neighbor across the lake, that was Larry Seahol. Some of you know him, about him at the sorghum mill, which is right across the lake. He came over too. He went on the, it's a wonder he didn't go down, he went on the edge of the lake, you know, that was more solid.
Well, this was in the winter.
At the tip. This is 3rd of December. She's on the tip of the lake that he came across. He could have jumped. She would have took a risk, I think. Came with him, but he had not helped the good. He helped the family, kind of. But that they weren't alone right away, you know. He was there.
What was the lake?
Lake Lily.
Oh, indeed, that was just a,
huh?
I thought that was just a slew hole.
They got a nice pickle in there.
Oh.
Cod, crappies, and sunfish. And we had sun, and we put fish houses out in the winter. And when they weren't fishing, I went and tried it. And I speared a pickle. People didn't like them.
Because you're a born fisherman, Mary.
Yeah, 5-pounder. And so then, when my cousins heard about it, my girls, they wanted to try it too, but it seems like there wasn't any fish around to spear it.
Probably got them all.
They didn't have the luck or something.
Do you think you're more like your mother or your father? Or a combination?
Well, I think more like my father because I was the oldest girl and everything that was done just, I could go the whole war. Because I was older.
You went hunting and you went fishing?
Yeah, got started. And then even my uncle, Pete Miller, when he came over, he was a great hunter. Oh, well, not a great hunter. He liked to go squirrel hunting, so it took me along. And the first squirrel on the tree, I got it. Yeah. Oh, just the lake. I got the hill diver on the lake. And my brother was with him. I don't know which was. Anyway, the first three shots of it, I got some.
That my own.
And some luck.
Did you say Pete Mann?
Miller.
No.
Miller. Miller.
Who wants to be next talking about their parents? Yeah. Darlene, do you have any memories of where they came from or what they liked to do?
Parents were born over, you know, one Iowa and Nebraska. And I don't know, my dad was an engineer. We lived in Omaha, you know.
A train?
No, in a big bakery.
Okay.
Not like the Wonder Bread.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, we're just home, you know, more or less.
You didn't live on the farm, did you?
No,
you lived in
but
the...
We went to my dad's brother's farm, and then my grandfather, my mother's father.
You grew up in town like I did.
Yeah. And I didn't have any brothers or sisters. It's just me. But I think I take after my dad more or less. I can, you know, just some of his ways.
How is that now?
Oh, I don't know. Even his build, I mean, you know. And, you
look like him too.
Yeah, and I don't know. We kind of were, I don't know, more together than I was with my mother. It was funny, you know, it just seemed like we'd go places and my mother would stay home, you know.
Where did you go?
Oh, we go downtown shopping. Yeah. And then we, a lot of times we go out in the country from, to his folks, you know, and all around his other relatives. She rather, would rather stay home and get things ready.
Mm-hmm.
And they, she's more or less a homemaker, you know, just didn't care about
it. Two of you had wanderlust. You like to get out.
Yeah. So, that's about the extent of it, really, in a way.
Did he have hobbies? Did he hunt or fish? Or?
Well, we'd go fishing sometimes, you know, like on Sundays with some friends and that.
And you went with them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They had they had a boy and a girl, and you know, we'd get out like that. It was fun. But I know my dad always was German, and he always had a kind of a German accent or brogue, you know. He's from his folks, I guess, and I, instead of calling me Darlene, it was Darlene always, you know.
Oh.
And we could just tell, you know, when he talked, it was...
Like D-O-L-L-Y or D-O-L-E-N-E? Darlene?
Well, Darlene instead of Darlene. You never could say that, you know, right. But we had a good life.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Good memories.
My mother was sick quite a bit. She ended up with, or she had cancer. You know, and it took her, but she just, she never was just, I don't know, as strong as she should, you know, could have been. We had, I know we had a larger home than one time, and then we had a smaller home that we had two, and then finally we had to move back to the smaller home because she couldn't do the work. So that's the way it ended.
Well, and if she enjoyed taking care of her home, too,
yeah,
it would be
really
frustrating
did.
To have all that she couldn't handle. So.
No, she enjoyed cooking and baking and all that, you know. And
did she have a hobby like sewing or anything?
Not that I can really remember. I know she didn't crochet or anything like that, you know. But
she liked to cook and bake.
She would sew a little, but I just can't. You know, she'd make different things for me, I know, clothes and things, but I just can't remember exactly.
Did you have a garden?
Oh, yeah, we had a garden, yeah.
Flowers and vegetables both?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that hers?
Yeah, yeah. I remember helping a plant garden, you know, to get down and put the onions in the ground and like that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a good life.
How about you, Ray? Ray Lau.
I'm not here.
Yes, you are.
No.
I see you. Quit looking out that window.
Well, I was a farmer, and my folks were a farmer, and we had a pretty good life.
Were they born here, Ray, or were they?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They were born in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. What did they like to do? What was your father's favorite thing to do?
Work.
Work?
Yeah.
And you worked right with him?
Mm-hmm.
You were the oldest boy, so I suppose you had the responsibility.
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing to do on the farm?
Well, diversified farming, you got to do most anything.
Did your father have something he liked to do really well?
Not that I know of.
Well, you said you liked to fish in your little creek there.
Yeah.
Was he a fisherman too?
Yeah, he speared a 26-pound carp down there.
26-pound carp in that Bull Run?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How big is that?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Did he build things or make you a little?
No.
Nope. How about your mother? What did she like to do?
Gardening and housekeeping.
Did she do any sewing and make some clothes for you, or?
No. Oh yeah, my wife had bought the clothes.
She liked to bake?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're more like your mother or your father? Or just yourself?
Just myself.
I think I'm that way too, Ray.
Yeah.
I can see some of each one of them as I get older, but I think I'm more like myself. Do you remember what made him happy and making him laugh, or?
What?
What made your mother laugh? Remember anything special?
No.
Did you have any pets or?
No. She'd see a cat in the house. Broomstick was there from right away.
Oh. She didn't want any cats in the house.
No.
You think about it. Maybe you think about something else that comes to mind. Ray Miller, what do you remember about your folks?
Oh, I could remember too much.
Is your dad and mother born here?
Huh?
Were they born here or were they born?
No.
They're born in the United States?
Yeah.
Where were they born?
I was very old when I passed away.
Oh, they passed away when you were young?
Yeah.
How old were you?
Huh?
How old were you?
Oh, 6.
Oh, you were?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't remember much about them?
No.
Do you remember what they looked like at all?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what they looked like?
Oh, that's a picture of them. I don't know what I've done with them.
Do they have dark hair? Or?
No.
What nationality were they?
Huh?
What nationality?
There was Lutheran.
Were they Germans?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of German people here today.
Yeah.
Who raised you then, Ray?
Huh?
Who raised you?
Oh, I stayed around different places. I worked here and there, you know. Somebody all wanted something. Kids didn't make no money, but they had a place to stay.
But they kept you?
Yeah.
Well, good.
Enough, too.
In Minnesota now?
Yeah.
Where? Around?
Huh?
Where
well,
were
well,
you?
Well, this is in Wisconsin at first.
In Wisconsin?
No. Wisconsin.
Uh-huh. Did you have brothers and sisters?
Hmm?
Did you have brothers
no.
and sisters?
No. No.
And they kept you real well.
Yeah.
Was this on the farms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you out of farms or in the city?
Oh, I used to work on the farm a lot, yeah.
Uh-huh. And stay there, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked on the farm a lot. I worked in town a lot. More on the farm than I did in town.
Mm-hmm.
Farmers are still the best.
Farmers are still the best.
Yeah.
What did you like about it, Ray?
Oh, I like to go out there. I like to go out in the field, you know, in the spring of the year and work in the field.
Work in the spring.
That's a good, healthy job. Huh?
Good, healthy job.
Yeah.
What did, planting, you mean? And
yeah, planting, getting ready to plant, you know.
Getting ready to plant.
Yeah. Oh, I used to like to do that. It
smells good, that mm-hmm. fresh dirt smells good. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. Good house. Yeah. Town, it ain't that right.
No. Did you ever know your grandparents?
Huh?
Do you remember your grandparents
no.
at all?
No.
Did your parents come here or were they born here?
Hmm?
Were your parents born here, or did they come to the United States?
No, they were born here.
They were born here, in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
State with that fresh air in Wisconsin, you can't beat it.
Fresh air in Wisconsin?
No. Yeah.
Northern Wisconsin? Anywhere in Wisconsin?
About the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I didn't sing about, when I handled the gun, the shotgun, the rifle didn't carry too far, more dangerous and stuff. So I'm away in the kitchen and my mother says, "Oh, look at that big bunch of blackbirds just landed on that oak tree out there." She says, "Just covered." And I says, "Oh, wait, I'll fix them." And then I was putting in the shell in the gun. I pulled the trigger on the porch there, and the hole in the porch, and there was a cat under. And you should have seen that cat run.
Well,
I bet it's still running. Mother says, "Well, I didn't see any birds fall." I said, "How would they? Look on the porch. You can see I did something."
How old were you?
Oh, gee. Oh, maybe 15 or something like that.
How about you girls over here? What do you remember? Marie?
Well, I was 1 of 12. And my books were from German. And Dad came home first. And sent for Mother and the dog.
Oh.
And they lived in Woodbury Township.
Woodbury Township? Uh-huh. Were there a lot of Germans settling in that area?
Uh-huh. He was working in the mines.
What kind of mines?
I don't know, Minnie. I think we was granite, I said.
Oh, granite. Uh-huh.
Then they lived there until I was the only one born in where we live now.
Now, where's Woodbury Township?
Well, that's near St. Paul.
That's where Woodbury is now.
Yeah.
You were the only one born in Minnesota. Where were the others born?
There.
Oh, in Woodbury. And you were born where, in which town?
In Minnesota. Lakeville, Rosemont.
Rosemont, okay. What was your father? Do you think you're more like your mother or your father? Or neither one? Just yourself.
Mother.
Mother. What was she like?
Oh, she was a small, quiet person. Very tiny.
What did she like to do?
Because
she had 12 children and kept her busy.
Well, what do you do then, Mama?
Yeah, you work. Did she have any hobbies?
Not that I know. I was the last of them, so I don't know.
Probably tired. Did she just do any sewing like
yes,
you did?
Yes, she sewed.
Did you learn to sew from her?
I think so.
Did she sing too?
No, she didn't have time.
She didn't play any musical instruments?
No, but she called me her nightingale.
Yeah. You made her happy singing.
I must have.
Mm-hmm. How about your dad? What did...
Well, he was in the mines, you know, until he came to Minnesota, to Rosemont. Then they had a farm there.
Do you have any hobbies that he relaxed?
No. Oh, yes, he used to play the piano.
Oh, he was the musician. Oh. Did you learn to play from him?
No. Didn't have time.
Did you sing when he played?
No.
He just played. Well, I'll think of other memories as we kind of sit here. But Martha, How about your parents? Where did they come from? And
my parents and grandparents. My grandparents came from Germany.
Everybody here almost.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that something?
I never knew my grandmother from my mother's side of the family. She died when I was a baby. And we never saw Grandpa Beanie very often. He lived farther away. But my grandparents, from my father's side, they lived in Waseca. And he had a horse and buggy, and they used to come out to our house.
What was their name?
Beck.
B-U-C-K?
Uh-huh. I used to tell my husband I took too long a name. Having such a short one.
Too a long one. Now your mother and father stayed right here in Waseca then? Or where
my
your father?
My grandparents stayed in Waseca. My father and mother were on a farm.
Your mother was from Waseca too?
Well, her folks lived in Lillian Grove. She lived out in the country. But my mother loved to cook and she liked to sew.
Your mother was German too?
Yeah. And she loved to knit. And she said she kept busy keeping all of us.
How many were you?
There were six of us, four girls and two boys. And she said, I did some knitting for you and I sewed for you. And she said, I was busy. We told her she was better to her grandchildren than she was to us. Well, she said, I had more time because you was helping me.
Yeah.
But she loved to bake, loved to have a garden.
How about your dad?
My dad was just a true farmer. My older sister spent a lot of time out with my dad. She was a little bit older than I.
Like Mary, the first girl, probably.
Good morning.
Good morning.
He would take my older sister out with him when he'd be around the place. So she got so she liked to be out. So when we got older, if it came to driving horses, I always said, Mary, you drive, I don't want to. So she always did.
Do you think you were more like your mother or your dad?
Yes, like my mother.
Like your mother.
My older sister loved to be outside. She loved to drive horses. She learned to drive the car, but I never did.
Oh, probably the same reason.
I was just timid about it. She would always go ahead and do it, so I left her do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was quite a farmer. I liked to husk corn. And so when they were hiring people, men to husk out of the truck, you know. And of course you had to take those shovels, bundles down and husk them. And so I put out a double box in the foreman, double box of corn.
Mm.
And that's just what the men were doing. I said, I did as good as...
They didn't pay you though, huh? You didn't get paid.
Huh?
You didn't get paid.
Yes, they paid me.
Oh, good.
So, and with all of it, you know, I paid for my own piano when I got home. Raising turkeys and like that. But I had bad luck with the turkeys. They were there about half grown, you know. We lived by the railroad track. This is in the morning. They were all wet, you know, to go out there in the sun to dry. Here comes the Chicago Great Western. You know, took out 19, killed 19 on average. White Holland turkeys. Oh, I felt so bad. But I went on. I scraped a little money together again, otherwise it's not my piano.
Tilly, where were your parents from? Were they born here or did they come from somewhere?
Well, they came from Bergen, Norway.
Your grandma?
Yeah, my mother.
Huh, from Bergen, Norway.
My dad was from Norway too, but they died before I was born.
So your parents were born here in Waseca County?
Yeah, my parents were born here. My dad was born in a little old cabin that they had on the very well.
He was born in that log cabin at the fairgrounds. What was his name?
They had a log cabin that they were born in. They always had that log.
Where was that?
On a place we built up to it, a log cabin.
But where was it in the county?
My grandma. They lived between Otis and Richland.
Okay. Well, was your mother born in Waseca County too? When did they move that little cabin to the fairgrounds?
They moved it after 53, they moved it in.
After 53?
We moved to town in 53 and it wasn't there then. Then they moved it in afterwards in the 50s.
Oh, well that's kind of nice. You can go see where your father was born. That's interesting. What did he like to do?
It farmed.
How many children were you telling?
In my family, there was only three of us.
And you lived where?
On a farm by the ocean between the two.
That's where you lived too, on your father's where he was born.
Yeah, he lived on that place all his life, my father did.
He did. How old was he when he died?
84, I think.
Isn't that something? 84 years in the same place. What did he have any hobbies that he liked to do? Did he play the piano or hunt or carve or? What was his name?
Holland.
Yeah. How do you spell it?
It's A-L-L-A-N-D.
H-O-L-L-A-N-D.
It's A-L-L-A-N-D.
Holland. Is that right? A-L-L-A-N-D was his name.
H-A-L-L-A-N-D.
Okay. Do you remember if he had any hobbies? Or your mother? What was her name?
My grandma, I know she would knit, and she would, every time she'd sit down, she'd knit, and she'd knit to her, so she could talk.
Oh!
My dad would get her to talk about it. She came over here. She'd try to start to get over here. Because she had to get over here by herself, she had to work her way through to get here. And he'd get her to talk. She's just knitting. I was stopping down the corner. She's done talking.
Oh, she had a whole stacking done. How about your mother? Were you more like your mother or your dad, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I helped my dad quite a bit.
Now, were you the oldest one?
No, that's the middle one. When did I something to do outside, my sister better work with my mother inside than
well, you were just the opposite of.
Then I had to go out and help out my dad when my brother wasn't home.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I liked it when I got fine.
What did you like best about it to do with your dad?
Oh, we'd haul hay and shop grain and. So we had to help do all the chores when he wanted to work at night in the field, and we had to do all the chores. Milk the cows.
Milk the cows.
Come in from the bed. We had a good dog that was chasing around.
The sheep? Did you have sheep? Did you say?
Yeah, we love them.
And the dog herded the sheep?
He loved them.
Round them up. How about your mother? What was she like? Now, were they... They were both Norwegian.
Yeah, they were both.
What was your last name? What was your name before you were married?
Oh.
That was your last name?
Yeah.
What was his first name?
My dad's first name, Timon.
How do you say?
T-I-M-A-N.
Timon Holland. What was your mother's name?
Annie.
A-N-N-I-E?
Mom.
M-U-N-S-O-N. Okay. What was she like?
She liked her company. She did a lot of baking. I know it was Sunday, so we decided to always bake a lot of food because it was Sunday. We always had a lot of people.
Relatives or friends?
Oh, some were friends and relatives.
She liked to have company. You think you're like either one of them or like yourself?
I was tall and skinny like my dad.
You were tall and skinny like your dad. Anybody think of anything else about their parents or something that you do that they did?
My mother spun the wool. She did all the spinning.
She did. And then she knit too?
And she knit.
She must have been very busy. I can remember some. I lived with my grandparents for 7 years, and so they're kind of like my parents in a way. I can remember some mannerisms that they had that I catch myself doing sometimes. And I think, oh, that's what my grandpa used to do, or my grandma used to do. One time we had a real bad windstorm. I don't think it was a tornado, but it was really... You know how the sky gets real yellow and it's real quiet, and then the wind blows? Well, a tree fell over in the yard and just missed the house. And my grandma opened the back door, and it took the door and blew it. And she said, "Gosh, all fish hooks." I mean, she would never say a bad word. And I just remember that because she was usually so calm. And she grabbed that door. And, yeah. And my grandpa would laugh and then he'd slap his knee. He was German, too. Anybody remember any mannerisms or things that they used to say, or that maybe you do too, once in a while?
Well, one thing I remember when I was, going to school, I would go over to eat. Well, every time my dad would be home and I'd leave to go, you know, someplace, he'd say, "Look out for the cars." And you know, I said that to my kids when they would be in town or something. I'd say, "Watch out for the cars." And I just remember that I can, you know. Yeah.
Isn't that something? Yeah. How we repeat it. Yeah. Now maybe they're saying to their kids, "Look out for the cars."
Well, yeah, you know, it makes you think.
Uh-huh.
And I, to this day, think when I'm in town, even if I'm in a wheelchair, I still always remember him saying that. Yeah, it's just stayed with me all the years.
Well, like in my dad's time, there wasn't cars.
Well, no, they weren't mine.
No.
Yeah.
No,
they wouldn't be.
Of course, see, Darlene was in the city.
Ooh, yeah.
It makes a difference, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, there wasn't the traffic that there is today, but then still, you know, didn't help.
Yeah. Well, they were afraid of him. My great-grandfather got killed by a car.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I suppose they were...
I know on Sunday afternoon, I'd get to go up to the movie, the afternoon movie, you know, and it was about a block away or maybe a block and a half from the house, and you know, I say, when I go out the door, I say, well, I got to the cars now.
come to think of it.
When you said that to your children, did you think of your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, my father's brother had a car, first one in the neighborhood,
yeah.
And he says, well, that's the most foolish thing I ever seen. He says, I'll never get in a car, he says.
Yeah.
My man, he says, get in a car. We don't need a car.
Well.
And it wasn't long. We all got used to it.
My grandmother used to say, well, I'm glad my mother didn't live this long. This was when she first got TV, because she never would have believed it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't long, he wasn't afraid to drive in a car.
No, my folks never lived to see TV.
Isn't it something, what's gone on in the last 100 years,
yeah.
Really?
It makes you think.
It's unbelievable to all of us sitting here what they are doing. Walking around in space.
Yeah.
And when we did go, my uncle went to the drive to New Prague. And I went along, but Dad didn't go.
Mm-hmm. He never did get in the car?
No, he didn't get in the car then. I don't remember if he ever did.
Huh.
No, I don't.
Any of the rest of you remember any sayings like Darlene? You know, about something that your mother or dad said to you that you might repeat? I remember my grandmother always used to say, waste not, want not. And I catch myself saying that.
Yeah.
And one of my girls said that to me not too long ago. I just thought of that now.
Yeah.
Not quite done. Got a little bit longer. Come in.
Pete would like to see you just for a minute. Stick your
okay.
In his new office area.
Okay, thanks. Any other thoughts about your parents or yourselves in relation to your folks?
Anyway, you know that what they call kalakis is the bohemians.
They have those
fruit and the biscuits and put them together. And the German call them Kuchen.
Oh, really? The same thing?
The same thing.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell Kuchen?
I don't know if you ever wrote it.
Oh.
I don't know how this is spelled.
C-U-G-E-N, wasn't it?
C-U-G-E-N.
So that was the difference.
K-U-G-E-N.
I bet that's it.
Yeah. So that was the difference.
Did your mother make those?
Oh, yes. Those grandparents did. They were great parents. The German Miller, and Miller was the Wesley.
Miller and Wesley.
Mm-hmm. W-E-S.
Yes.
How do you spell Wesley?
That was my dad's.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell Wesley, Mary?
W-E-S.
L-E-Y.
W-E-S-L-E-Y. But one of the families says, no, we spell it E-L-Y, so they spell it E-L-Y.
Now, what was your father's name?
Frank.
And what was your mother's name?
Mary. You remember?
How about you, Ray? What were your parents' names?
Louise and Gustav.
G-U-S-T-A-B-E?
Yes.
How about you, Darlene?
Mine was Bessie and John.
J-O-H-N? What was their last name?
Matson, M-A-T-Z-E-N.
M-A-T-Z-E-N.
Yeah, that's in Germany. His folks came from Germany, you know.
We're all Germans, good Germans. Seems here, practically, like except Tilly, but we'll let her be our...
Oh, yeah.
Our How about you, Martha? Did I already ask you that? No.
My grandparents' names.
Your parents?
My parents' names. Emma and Henry.
What's the last name?
Beck.
Beck. How about you? Marie?
My father's is William Coles, K-O-H-L-S. My mother was Hagenduff. Wilhelmina Hagenduff.
Wilhelmina, W-H-E-W.